Welcome to Evolutions Per Minute. I'm your host, Dan Seif, and this is the podcast that explores the connection between hip-hop and jazz. These two art forms, created by Black American artists, share a lot of the same DNA, but the stories of how they're connected haven't really been told. So many hip-hop songs sample jazz records, and in most cases, the jazz and hip-hop artists have never even met. Each episode of Evolutions Per Minute, I will bring together these jazz and hip-hop artists for the very first time to talk about these two styles and learn about how these genres are related. This is Evolutions Per Minute. I'm Dan Seif, and on this episode of Evolutions Per Minute, I'm going to be bringing together for the very first time jazz saxophonist Tom Scott with hip-hop producer Pete Rock to talk about Pete Rock and CL Smooth's They Reminisce Over You, which samples Tom Scott's recording Today.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Scott.
This is like a long time coming, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you been, man? How you been?
You know, I'm 74 and I'm still hanging in there.
There are certain songs in hip hop that are not just classics. They're perfect examples of hip hop sampling jazz. And one of my favorites is from 1992, They Reminisce Over You by Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track.
That song was produced by Pete Rock, who's one half of Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and is also one of the all-time great hip-hop producers, and one of the best and one of the first to start introducing sampling jazz into his production. He's produced for Nas, Common, Jay-Z, Slum Village, a really long list of all the heavyweights in hip-hop. And the song that he sampled for Reminisce is by saxophonist Tom Scott, and it's a song called Today. So about a minute and a half into the song, Tom Scott plays this line. That is from Tom Scott's first album that came out in 1967. He is a jazz saxophone player who has dozens of his own albums, but also has recorded with Joni Mitchell, Joan Baez, Quincy Jones, Natalie Cole, and like a million other people. And I knew him because growing up, I was a Steely Dan fan, and I saw his name on the backs of Steely Dan records as a saxophone player and an arranger. So that song, Today, that Tom Scott recorded and Pete Rock sampled is actually a cover of a song called Today by the group Jefferson Airplane.
Today, I feel like pleasing you more than before.
So this song went through a very serious evolution, starting with 1960s, kind of hippie Jefferson Airplane song, and then the Tom Scott song Today, and then finally Pete Rock and CL Smooth sampling it for When They Reminisce Over You. So the only way to find out more about the evolution of this song was to bring together for the very first time Tom Scott and Pete Rock. So my first question is, can you tell a little bit of the story about the background of the recording of Today, how it came to be, how that song was chosen, their vocalist on there? I mean, it's somewhat unusual in a few ways.
Yeah, well, my career at that point, at 18 or 19 years old, just having a solo career on Impulse Records, which was like one of the coolest jazz labels of all, that was a miracle, right? But what had happened is that I had performed with a great jazz arranger in his big band, Oliver Nelson, when I'd made a live recording with him at a club in Los Angeles. Marty's on the Hill, it was called. After this gig concluded, after I think it was 2 weeks, something like that, on the last 2 days, producer Bob Thiel, who was the producer of, Train and Charlie Mingus and Eric Dolphy and all these great jazz people, and I was so into all of them, and Bob Thiel came out to record us live, and that actually became a recording called Live in Los Angeles, Oliver Nelson, in his big band, in which I am featured on one tune. It happens to be Milestones, the Miles Davis tune. Yeah. So out of that, I'm packing up my horn on the last day, and Bob Thiel, who is like this larger than life person to me, you know, good Lord, Mr. Impulse Records, are you kidding? He comes up and he says, hey, kid, you want to make a record for Impulse? And I was almost going to turn around and say, are you talking to me? One of those kind of things. And I said, well, Mr. Thiel, yes, I'd love to. Wow. And so the first album I did for him, all I did was walk in and play. But what made it very advantageous for me is that I walked into the studio and hear some of the hottest studio musicians in Los Angeles at that time. Several of them were in the large group that became known as the Wrecking Crew.
Right.
We had Glenn Campbell played rhythm guitar. He was not yet famous. He was doing sessions.
Wow.
Jim Gordon, famous drummer who later joined Derek and the Dominoes. Mm-hmm. I went to high school with him, had a very tragic end, which we won't go into now.
Yeah.
Guys like Mike Melvoin, Carol Kay on bass, Emil Richards on percussion, and then some of the five like top studio singers sang background. Because look, it was Bob's idea was that he could make me into some kind of pop instrumental star in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, fine. You know, so I just walked in and played these arrangements, and they were all kind of the hit tunes of the day. We did Never My Love, which is a tune by The Association, Mellow Yellow by Donovan. I mean, yeah. You know, these are like hippie tunes, hippie hit tunes of the late 60s. And Baby,
and
I Love
songs
You.
Did you know all this material? Or I mean, you knew it just
from
hearing it on the radio?
I knew them pretty much, yeah. In those days, I listened to Top 10 radio regularly.
But would that have been left to your own devices? You probably wouldn't have picked those, right?
No.
Okay.
I'd left it all in Bob Thiel's hands. You know, he's the guy, he's the record company guy. I'll try and whatever he wants to do, which I did.
Yeah.
And I got to do one composition of my own, which happened to be a tune in 7/4 time, because I had gotten into Indian music by that time. So one of the tunes was a tune called Today. And I can't remember who the original artist was, but anyway.
Jefferson Airplane.
It was the Airplane. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So I just played. I had parts written out. Sometimes there were melodies. Sometimes they were just, you know, chords so I could improvise. Sometimes the singers like would sing the tune and then I'd come in later. I think that was one of those two. Today was one of those where they sang the tune and then I think I did an instrumental version of it and then did a solo.
Right.
Well, okay. So many, many years later, decades later, the tune They Reminisce Over You was being created, and those gentlemen discovered or extracted part of a lick that I had played on that Today from 1967 or 8, whenever it was, and treated it and inserted it into their tune, and it became, you know, unbeknownst to me at the time, I had no knowledge of it, but it was and has become a kind of a hip-hop staple, shall we say.
Yes.
Man, I can't believe you were 19 when you recorded that album.
You know, and I will tell you very honestly, I was such a way into Coltrane at that time. And in my mind, I was trying to, I think I was even consciously, if not subconsciously, trying to channel John Coltrane.
Wow.
You know, I had every record that he ever made and wore him out. And I just had that sound in my head. I thought that's the way a tenor saxophone should be played, you know.
I can't believe it, man. I mean, the stories and music are so awesome. You just love to hear the origin of how something came together. And you had no idea that this was going on.
You know what? I have a question for you. How in the heck did you find that track? It wasn't exactly a huge hit.
I was digging in the record store with a friend of mine, man, and I saw it, and the cover looked so interesting. You know, you had the sax, and you had your sandals on, and, you know, that title, Tom Scott and the California Dreamers, that lettering did something for me that made me curious.
Wow.
And then I opened the album, and then I seen the in-studio stuff, and I was like, you know what, this looks very interesting, and it was awesome. That album is crazy.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I mean that for the hip hop world, it's pretty funky. It's a funky record too.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, that you had the drum break in the beginning of one of the songs, and then you had Never My Love.
Right.
What else? Okay, I wanted to ask you about Today, right? Was
Go ahead.
Was that Jefferson Airplane was first? That was that their version first, or did you do that song first?
No. We were doing per the producer Bob Thiel, who was the kind of the creator, or well, he was responsible for many of the Impulse Records, the label that I was on, including Coltrane and Eric Dolphy and yes. Mingus and on and on.
Yes.
Oliver Nelson, this amazing lineup that I just worshipped all of them. That he chose songs that were hits of the day.
So got you.
We were basically doing, well, you don't hear this anymore, but we used to do cover records. Cover records were a very common occurrence. Somebody do a hit, somebody would cover it. That's what we did.
Well, I'm going to say that's the best cover I've heard so far. Nothing against Jefferson Airplane. You know, I love them. But, you know, man, that version just brought me to my knees, man. Seriously.
Aww. Well, that's, it really did.
I just want to thank you for that record, man. Really, seriously, for that today version. And yet that first album of yours is like a classic.
Well, look, I've got to thank you because you made that little piece of today far more popular than I ever did.
Man, listen, I was just doing what inspired me, which was your music. So, you know what I'm saying? And when I heard the song, it really touched me in a special way because I had just lost a personal friend of mine. So
I understand that, and that's very tragic. But look, you made a song that touched millions of hearts, man. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Coming from you, that means everything to me.
Hey, man, what are we out here to do? You know, if we just play it for ourselves, put me in a closet and I'll, you know, play. But no, we like to our audiences to appreciate what we're doing and get something out of it. So
that's
been my goal all along. I always felt that there was that part right in the middle where you're doing what you want and you do what the audience wants. That there's a way to do both. That was all. It's always been my premise, and I don't think I've ever really, like, quote unquote, sold out. I always did the best I could,
of course,
under the circumstances. You know, some records turned out better than others. Well, which is the way it goes. But
I mean, but in hip hop, it goes that way too. So,
of course, it does.
So, but it inspires us very much, and everything you've ever done, I have, and you know, even stuff you may not remember, I may have.
How was it there were vocalists on the album?
Yeah, how did that part, like, who hired them and why?
Listen, as I say, Bob Thiel constructed the whole thing. All I did was walk into his studio and read charts. And so these, as it turns out, they weren't called the Wrecking Crew at the time, but they became to be known as the Wrecking Crew with a lot of other people. But, you know, there were
they're great. Wrecking Crew. They're a great band.
Yeah, they're amazing, awesome. Right? And then all the hits they played on, ridiculous. But also there were like six studio singers, including the Baylor brothers, Tom and John Baylor, and three women and three or four guys.
You can hear it.
Ian Freeburn Smith was one of the arrangers, and guy was also a great arranger. Al Capps. Al Capps was the arranger. I guess the arrangement he's best known for is that More Today Than Yesterday, da 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 da, all that horn stuff.
Believe it or not, I know who Al Capps is.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yes, well, there you go. There you go.
Yep.
And, you know, it was a pleasure to be in the room. And through that, I met a lot of like Wrecking Crew guys, Hal Blaine, Earl Palmer. Just a bunch of great, great guys.
I know Hal Blaine.
And woodwind players, Buddy Collette. And I mean, just a whole bunch of guys. Blaz Johnson. Great players. Good, dear, dear, sweet friends.
Yes.
I was so lucky.
Man, I'm lucky to have this conversation with you today. I've been waiting on this for years to happen, you know?
Well, we finally did it.
Yes.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you. And
pleasure to meet you, too.
I thank you for finding that little piece in that tune, and I'm glad it served you and your listeners so well.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate that very much from the bottom of my heart, man.
You got it, brother.
All right.
Pete, can you tell the story of the creation of that song?
Oh, man. You know, basically, you know, I was in the record store. You know, I dig for vinyl. I'm, you know, in hip hop. This is what we do. We dig for vinyl and find little tunes that people never heard in their life.
Sure.
And I came across that album. I was with another producer. We were in there digging together. And when I pulled it out, he looked at me and he was like, yeah, you should check that out. And I took it home and I listened to like the whole album. But when that Today song came on, it made me cry.
Aww.
Like I got emotional because of my friend that passed. I just lost.
It touched you for that moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just repeated it. And I was like a wreck. You know what I'm saying? And so I said, I got to do something with this song. You know, I got to do something with it. And I just started playing around with it. And, you know, the bass line and everything. And all of a sudden, it had everything that, you know, was needed. You know, it didn't really need much more. And I just took the elements and put them together. You know what I'm saying? And
Beautiful.
And you know, sampled some drums and put your sample in there. Put the Tom Scott in there.
It's nothing to it, right?
I really didn't need much more. It's just it's actually just your song today. It's
But it took your creative skills to figure all that stuff out and form it into a classic. Really,
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So the song was connected to the passing of your friend. Then did you name it that, and then the lyrics were written with that theme in mind?
Yeah, well, CL Smooth, my partner at the time, who rapped on the song, he named the song, you know what I'm saying? Which I thought was very clever of him.
To take the letters of the name and spell out, right. Yeah, because Tom, They Reminisce Over You spells out Troy.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I've seen that in titles, like They Reminisce Over You, and then in parentheses, T-R-O-Y.
Yes, which was his name. Yeah,
And he was a good friend of yours, was he?
Yes. He was very, very close. Lived on my block. Yeah. Oh. So, you know, I wanted to do something and give something back to him that showed us how much we cared, you know?
Way too young to pass, man.
Yeah. He was very young. He was still in his, twenties, late twenties.
Oh, man. Too bad. Yep. So sad.
Bad happens, you know? So.
It does, I know.
Sad thing, but you know, something good came out of it.
It's true.
The community loved it, and we all, you know, embraced it, and it was beautiful.
Yep.
Absolutely. Pete, what was the experience like watching the song grow to the kind of legendary status that it has achieved?
You know what I think? The subject of the song is relatable. You know, everyone has someone they lost. You know what I'm saying? And it's a sentimental song, you know? And I felt like the music itself was sentimental to me. And it was just sentimental sample that made in a hip hop form. And you have Reminisce Over You. That's sentimental and hip hop mixed together.
You know, see, nothing to it. That's the formula, guys. If you want to make a hit.
That's it. That's it right there. There you go. Wow. You know? So seeing it blow up like that, I felt it probably did that because people related to it. I've had guys tell me that were locked in jail, how that song pulled them through, you know, and people that lost loved ones and then weddings and mitzvahs, all kinds of stuff. They play that song.
I say that thing that happens, that's happened to you with people coming up and telling you stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's the most gratifying thing ever. I've had people write me letters, emails that say, you know, I was suffering, my wife was in the hospital and near death, and your music helped us get through it. I mean, what a thrill that is.
That's the same way God. I felt. Yep.
I mean, when I heard you. I mean, that's better than anybody coming up and saying, I love your playing. That's nice.
Of course.
But it's nothing like knowing that your music, which you never know where it's going to go or who's going to hear it, that it actually had a part in saving people through tough times. That is a blessing.
Everyone, all the jazz guys was like awesome. All the Impulse guys, beautiful.
Yeah, true enough.
This is awesome, man. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Pete. Pleasure to finally meet you and talk to you, my Lord. It's been all these years.
Yeah, man.
We're still here. That's good.
Yes. Still here, still making it, man.
You dig? That's right.
That's what's up.
All right.
To keep up with the guests on this show, you can follow Tom Scott on his website at Tom Scott Music. You can also follow him on Instagram at Tom Scott Jazzman. And you can follow Pete Rock on Instagram at Real Pete Rock. You've been listening to Evolutions Per Minute.
I'm your host, Dan Seif. Tune in for more episodes of this podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Evolutions Per Minute is produced by Stephen Ray, Christian Brun, DJ Khalil, and Autovita Studios, and edited by Sean Hettner. If you like this podcast, you can hear me every week on my radio show, Excursions Radio, on KJAZZ 88.1 FM in Los Angeles, where I play hip-hop and jazz. You can also stream the show anywhere in the world at kkjz.org. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Evolutions Per Minute, and you can follow me on Instagram at Chief Seif.
Produced by Autovita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.